Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. The How It Ends podcast is an exploration of daily life and the imprint it leaves on our memory and consciousness. This podcast is made by me, Micah Jones, with some help from my two closest friends, Elia Cabral and Devin Williams. I'm not sure where this journey will take me, so follow along as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. I'm releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening.
Hi, Micah. My name is Mark Schrade. I ran into your mother the other day, and she asked that I call you. I'm the officer that was first on the scene of your father's accident. Your mother mentioned that you may have questions about what happened that night, but I'd be the best person to set the record straight. Best I can, anyway. So give me a call back. You can probably see my number on your phone, but just in case, it's 732.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm currently sitting in front of Officer Schrade's house. Once I heard his voicemail, I called him immediately and asked if I could meet with him, and when he said yes, I just got in my car and started driving, and here I am. I don't think that I could do this on the phone.
Hi, Micah. Come in.
Hello. Thank you.
Have a seat. Would you like some coffee? Just made a French press.
Sure. Thank you.
Cream?
Mm-hmm.
How was the drive? You hit any traffic?
Oh, not really. Not really.
Well, that's good. So, like I said, I ran into your mother the other day, and she mentioned that you've been doing a podcast. I've listened to a few. My son got me into them. Have you heard of Serial?
Yeah, I have.
It was an interesting show. I hear they're making a documentary about the case.
Right, I think I heard that.
What made you start your podcast?
It's sort of a long story.
I've got time.
What
is your podcast about? Let's start there.
I guess it's started about this recurring dream that I've had since I was little, which even back then scared me for sure, but it wasn't that big of a deal until like the last year or so anyway.
What changed?
Well, I started having it more often. And then I would have trouble sleeping because it was overwhelmingly disorienting. And, you know, I have other nightmares, too, pretty frequently. But this one in particular, this one was different. And at the same time, I started to see a therapist to talk about it because I wasn't sleeping. And then not sleeping was affecting everything, you know, work, my ability to focus, my mood. Yeah.
What happens in the dream?
honestly, if you're okay, I don't really want to get into it. But anyway, so what did my mom tell you?
Not too much. She said you started a podcast and that it's led to some questions about your dad and the day that he died. She did mention that your house got broken into. Did that have something to do
with
the podcast?
Wait, she told you about that?
Yes. I'm a retired cop. She asked my advice.
Yeah, there was a break-in, but I think it was just some people trying to play a really shitty prank on me.
She said you were scared.
I bet she did.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I just actually haven't talked to my mom about any of it, but she talked to a friend of mine without me knowing. It was a thing.
I see. Did you report it to the police?
Yes.
What do they have to say about it?
Listen, Officer Schrade...
Mark.
Officer Schrade, I appreciate you agreeing to let me come speak with you and welcoming me into your home, but I'd really like for you to tell me what it is you know.
I assume you're recording this?
Yes. I was going to ask, is that okay?
Fine. I'm fine with it if you are, but I wonder if this is something you'd prefer to remain private.
No, it's fine.
Your mother said you've had a really hard time since he died.
I'm okay.
All right. What questions do you have?
What did the crash look like?
How much did your mother tell you about the night of your father's crash?
I know that he was supposed to come home to be with us and that he never did. And recently she told me that he was yelling about me while he was in the hospital right before he went into a coma and then he died.
What was he yelling?
Please, sir, can you just tell me what you saw?
I was the first on the scene that night. I was actually on my way home. I usually take River Road. It isn't the busiest of roads at night, so it's a nice ride to wind down after a shift. I saw the truck from a ways back because the headlights were on, and at first I thought it was just pulled over, but once I got closer, it was clear there had been an accident. The front end was wrapped around a tree.
Did anything look suspicious?
Not that I could see.
Okay, so what did you do?
I radioed it in and went to see if the driver was okay. There was glass all over the road, debris everywhere. I saw a pair of boots, a shovel. I didn't know what had happened, and then I saw him. Your dad was in bad shape. He had a gash on his head and was pretty scratched up. He was still breathing, but I didn't want to move him in case he had a spinal injury, so I just waited with him.
Okay, so what else did you see?
There was a camera on the side of the road.
Wait, a camera?
Yes, like, you know, a fancy one that a professional would use. It was surprisingly intact for having been thrown outside the truck.
Shit.
Sorry?
The camera. I think I had it. I found one at my mom's house not too long ago. At least I'm assuming that it's the same one. But it got stolen from my car. There was film in it that I was going to get developed, but I just never got around to it. Fuck.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Was he conscious at all? Like, did you talk to him?
Well, in a sense.
In a sense? What does that mean?
As I said, he was in pretty bad shape. But when I first arrived and checked on him, he asked for you.
What?
He asked for you.
Why would he ask for me?
He was disoriented. You were probably on his mind. It's not uncommon.
Did you tell anyone?
No, I don't think so. At the time, I didn't know who Micah was.
What did he say to you?
He just said your name a few times and then asked where you were. I talked to him until the ambulance came just so he knew he wasn't alone.
Do you know what caused the crash?
It was ruled an accident. Just so you know, he wasn't...
My dad wouldn't do that.
I'm not suggesting he would. Only reassuring you. There's a lot of wildlife around there. It could have happened to anyone.
What could have happened to anyone?
He swerved to avoid hitting an animal and likely lost control of the car.
That's it? Like, he swerved to avoid hitting a deer or something and he just died because of it?
Not exactly. It was a fox, but yes. Again, it isn't uncommon. As I said, it could happen to anyone.
Wait, what did you say?
That it isn't unusual for wildlife to cause severe accidents? Especially at night.
No, about the kind of animal that it was.
Oh, it was a small fox.
No, that can't be it.
I'm afraid it is. I saw the fox myself. From what I remember, the official report said he lost control of the car and hit the tree to avoid hitting the fox.
No.
Yes. Once the ambulance came, I took a quick walk around. I found the body of a kit near one of the tire tracks.
Stop it, please.
I'm sorry?
Stop talking. That's not what happened.
Micah, you asked me to tell you what happened that night.
Yeah, that's not it, though. No.
What do you think happened?
Whatever it wasn't that.
Micah, I...
No. Something happened to my dad. He saw something, and whatever that was made him crash.
Yes, I already told you. It was a young fox, probably separated from its...
It was something else. It has to be. My mother told me he was yelling, "Don't let Micah see" at her when he was in the hospital. She said he kept saying it over and over again.
Yes, Micah. She told me that when we spoke the other day. But I'm sure it was because he didn't want you to see how he looked. He was severely injured.
No, it was more than that. It has to be.
Micah, please try to calm down.
I found those same words in a book. He wrote them down. He must have seen something. Something that he didn't want me to see.
I'm not following.
At first, I didn't think it meant anything either. Nothing other than like a really creepy coincidence. But then Luke told me about something that happened to him on the road. That same road. Like something came after him in the middle of the night. It threatened him. It wasn't far from where my dad crashed. It's what made me start looking.
Start looking for what? Micah, you
aren't
making...
For answers. I don't think it was a coincidence that he crashed right there. I don't think it was an accident. Because it was near what happened to me. And Luke and...
Micah, it was an accident. He hit a fox and lost control of the car. He hit the tree hard enough to total his truck. I was there.
No. You said he asked for me. Why would he ask for me? And then why would he yell, "Don't let Micah see"?
I have already explained this, Micah.
No, I even talked to someone who had an experience just like this.
What do you mean?
I talked to a man named Ben who reached out to me because of the podcast. He said that once he heard what happened to me and Luke's story, that it reminded him of the thing that happened to him.
What happened to you?
We were warned. It made sense. It makes sense. He was warned, too. He said he was driving and saw something standing in the road, and that's what made him almost crash his truck, just like my dad. And then when he went to go see what it was, someone hit him from behind. It knocked him out.
That very well may have happened to that person, Micah, but it doesn't have anything to do with your father. You have to
I'm
see
not.
That you're
Someone
reaching.
Someone caused the crash or something. He didn't die just because he was trying to avoid hitting a fucking deer.
It wasn't a deer. It was a kit. I've said it several times. It was a young fox. I saw it dead on the side of the road. Its legs were crushed.
No. He wouldn't.
It was. I'm sorry. It was a horrible accident, but that's what it was. An accident.
He hit me?
Micah, you aren't making sense.
He tried not to hit me? I don't
understand. Do you think he saw you there? Micah, I'm going to shut off the recorder.
I am not sure what to say. I only sort of remember leaving Officer Schrade's house. I stopped crying after a while, and he finally let me leave. After that, I drove to a park, and I just sat in my car for a really long time. But then I got angry. I drove all the way home without stopping because I was sure he was wrong. That's where I am now. I know you can't see me, but I'm sitting on my couch and everything I found in my dad's shed is right in front of me. Everything. I came home knowing I'd find some semblance of proof of what happened that night. And I did.
September 30th. Finally figured out what to do for kid's birthday. It may take me a while to get it, but she will absolutely love it. October 18th. Caught a glimpse today on a hike. It was far away. Definitely two of them. October 22nd. Same hike. Saw tracks, several. Almost shorts them. It was a direct registered trot, and the strides look about right. Narrow trail. Set up trip. We'll check them as often as I can. Once I'm sure where the den is, I'll set myself up and wait. October 29. I got a blurry snap, but it's all I really needed. Two red foxes, most likely mother and a kid. Gonna check again just to be sure. Busy week ahead, but should be able to on Friday. If all's good, plan to pack up my camera and spend all weekend if needed to get the shot. We'll get a frame for kid's bedroom. I'm gonna give her the song that I wrote for her too. November 5th, stopping by John's birthday thing. I'm going to check again.
I didn't listen to all the tapes that I found. I hadn't listened to them all because I didn't want to. I didn't want to listen to them all at once. I just miss him so much, and I've found this whole box of his voice. You get it, right? You get why I wouldn't. I had all the other stuff, like his sketches and the books that he used to read me. But the tapes were different. It was like being in the room with him again. I wanted to hold on to that. So I didn't listen. I saved them. The last note on that tape was the night he died, November 5th. It was the night of the accident. Officer Strait said he hit an animal, that he swerved to avoid hitting an animal and then lost control of the car. That his truck was wrapped around a tree. And then he said my name a few times. And he asked where I was. Officer Schrade said it was a young fox. A kit. Its legs were crushed. And it was dead on the side of the road. Don't let Micah see. I remember overhearing someone say, I don't know, maybe my mom say that, but before he went into a coma, you know, my dad was really out of it, not making much sense. I don't know why I remember that now. And she said he kept repeating, don't let Micah see. I don't know, maybe he thought he was still in the truck. I knew this girl in high school that got into a really bad car accident. She said that the police got a hold of her mom, and without thinking, her mother just put her little brother in the car and raced over to the scene. And her little brother was confused and terrified by all the commotion, and for weeks after that refused to ride in a car. Maybe he thought my mom would rush out there and that she'd bring me. You know, if I saw the fox, I said once, way back when I started this whole thing, that my dad never called me Micah unless something was really wrong. And that was so seldom that I don't even think I have any memories of him saying my name. You know, instead he called me Kit, like a young fox. He always said that I was curious and wily and that I could get into and out of anything. He said I was his smart little Kit, quiet and elusive. I listened back to my conversation with Officer Schrade, and when he said it was a fox, it was like I didn't hear him or something. I just shut it out. I was so convinced that it was something or someone that caused the crash to hurt him. But then he used the word Kit, and I fell apart. My dad crashed his truck because he saw a young fox in the road, and he tried not to hit it. And when he did, he thought of me. Of course he'd swerve. He said my name. He told my mom not to let me see. She was right when she said that he was always my, like, big, strong papa bear. He didn't want to scare me. I raced home from Schrade's house convinced I'd find something to prove him wrong. Something that would show him everything that I've been chasing means something. And instead, I found proof that my father always thought of me. That he'd been planning to camp out and take a photo of a fox family for me. I spent the last few months completely immersed in this, like, what, investigation? I thought I was building a case that what happened to my dad was linked with what happened to me that day in the park. Luke's encounter a Halloween night. Ben's story, maybe even the break-in. I'm not sure I said it out loud, but I thought maybe someone did want me to stop looking into everything. And I never really found out if it was a prank or not. But now it just seems like I'm an easy mark. I created this mess, chasing monsters, ghosts, putting it all out here for anyone to hear, because that was easier. You know, even with the thinnest of evidence, it was easier to believe in someone or something magical or monstrous. Something that can't be explained took my dad from me. The fucking car crash is just too boring. Too pedestrian to blink a person like my father out of fucking existence. He was everything. To me, to my mom, to his friends, to so many people. And an accident just made him disappear. So many people lose loved ones like this. 1 minute, that person is larger than life, filling a room with laughter, and the next, it's just empty. A hole that can't ever be filled by anything or anyone else ever again. How do you fucking rationalize that, even 10, 20 years later? That life is just that random. I know I am not special here. I don't think that I'm the only one that has gone through this, or that this is the worst that someone could go through. I just need you to see why I clung to the possibility. The possibility of it being anything else. Do you see?
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.